All right, it is 10 on the money. I'm gonna try to break my 11-minute record, Dan. Let's go ahead and pray, guys. Lord, we come before you and we just thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for everything, Father. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, for your direction, Father. We thank you that you let us seek you in the way that you do, Father. And I ask today as we read these words, we understand what you're saying, Father. And I thank you and I praise you in Christ's name. Amen. All right. So, I have some scriptures I just want to share with you. And I believe in the reading of them, we will see the import of what the Lord is showing us. I will tell you from my vantage point what I believe he is showing us is our importance to one another, the necessity of each other, and our obligation to one another in regards to being a part of the body of Christ. So let us start. Let's turn over to Ezekiel chapter 34, please. Ezekiel 34, we will start in verse 1. The word of the Lord came to me, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to you, shepherds of Israel, who only take care of yourselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourself with the wool, and slaughter the choice animals. But you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak, or healed the sick, or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays, or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals. My sheep wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. I'm going to read that part again. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, because my flock's lack a shepherd, and so has been plundered and has become food for all the wild animals, and because my shepherds did not search for my flock, but cared for themselves rather than for my flock. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against the shepherds and will hold them accountable for my flock. I will remove them from tending to the flock so that the shepherds can no longer feed themselves. I will rescue my flock from their mouths and it will no longer be food for them. For this is what the sovereign Lord says. I myself searched for my sheep and looked after them. As a shepherd looked after his scattered flock when he's with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines, and in all the settlements of the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. As for you, my flock, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will judge between one sheep and another, and between rams and goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pasture? Must you also trample the rest of your pasture with your feet? Is it not enough for you to drink clear water? Must you also muddy the rest with your feet? Must my flock feed in what you have trampled and drink what you have muddied with your feet? Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says to them. See, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you shove with flank and shoulder, butting all the weak sheep with your horns as you have driven them away. I will save my flock, and they will no longer be plundered. I will judge between one sheep and another. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them, and he will be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will make a covenant of peace with them and rid the land of savage beasts so that they may live in the wilderness and sleep in the forests in safety. I will make them and the place surrounding my hill a blessing. I will send down showers in season. There will be showers of blessing. The trees will yield their fruit, and the ground will yield its crops. The people will be secure in their land. They will know what I am. They will know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of their yoke and rescue them from the hands of those who enslave them. They will no longer be plundered by the nations, nor will wild animals devour them. They will live in safety, and no one will make them afraid. I will provide from the land renowned for its crops, and they will no longer be victims of famine in the land or bear the scorn of the nations. Then they will know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, the Israelites, are my people, declares the sovereign Lord. You are my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, and I am your God, declares the sovereign Lord. Isaiah 53, please. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. Had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. I want to read that part again. 6. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid his iniquity on us all. He's oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and the sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment, he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people, he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. Though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Luke, please, chapter 15. Luke 15, we'll start in verse 3. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep till he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not repent. Look at this part again. 5 says, and when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." Hebrews 13, please. Hebrews 13, verse 20. Now they got a peace who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I read some scriptures about the watchman a couple weeks ago. In addition to being a watchman, we're shepherds. And as shepherds, we tend to the sheep. We don't have to understand where they're at in order to tend to them. But what we just read was, where one is lost, we seek them. Where one is struggling, we go to them. Where one walks away, we follow after them. We don't teach with the expectation of response. That's God's job. He does that. But we have to do our work, right? We have to do our task. What's our tasks? Tend to the sheep. It's very clear. He gave Christ to do the things that he did in the vein and the way that he did with no reward, right? Christ didn't come and he high-fived for all the things he did. But you know what he did do? He tended to the sheep's needs. And those who were out, he went and found. And when they struggled, he supported them. And when they wandered away, he would leave to go get them. And when he came back, what did he say? Joyfully, joyfully, the one out of the 99, he'd put it on his shoulders and he'd come back and he'd tell everybody, "Hey, come and rejoice." It's very similar to the prodigal son, right? Because when the prodigal son came home, his father was elated. Why? Because the son was dead and now he's not. The job is to bring them back. The job is to teach them, to guide them, to not let them forget. We don't have to beat them over the heads. We don't have to drag them, crying and weeping, but we do have to be diligent, right? We do have to be diligent because all those scriptures that we just read were in the vein of these people understanding the sheep is the task. And if we're doing our task, then we're doing what the Lord has asked of us. So, 13 minutes. That's all I got, guys. That's all I got. Up north, anything you want to say? They're good. Anyone here? All right, Zachary, as penalty for showing up late. Not that I'm calling him out on being late. Would you pray for us?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, bow your heads. Let's pray. Let's go before the Lord. A lot to pray for. Heavenly Father, thank you for James and his dedication to the word. Thank you for all of our loved ones with you, Father. We ask that you open our spiritual eyes and ears this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.